The problem of fluorine is the subject of heated discussion all over the country at the present time, in the large city, the provincial town, and the remote village. An enlightened nation, brought up to use its own intelligence, refuses point blank to be told, without adequate explanation, what people should or should not do in matters affecting the health of each one of them. Before such an organisation had begun to be considered possible and desirable by a whole class of thinkers, so as to be taken as the aim of a party, which party has now become one of the most important factors in modern social warfare, the word anarchy was taken universally in the sense of disorder and confusion, and it is still adopted in that sense by the ignorant and by adversaries interested in distorting the truth. The aim of this little book is to present in brief outline some of the leading conceptions of the religion familiar since the Christian era under the name Judaism. In this society that's heartbreakingly divided and self-centered, Pastor Ok Su Park goes poof and stirs love in people's hearts, and moral water springs forth. He is that kind of a goblin. If there are a few more people like this, the nation will become happy. People will become happy, and our country's people will be admired by the other people of the world. In the 15th and 16th centuries, it had joyfully taken up the pagan traditions and glorified the flesh and its passions, reproved by Christianity, in our days gorged with goods and with pleasure. It denies the teaching of its thinkers, like Rabelais and Diderot, and preaches abstinence to the wage workers. Capitalist ethics, a pitiful parody on Christian ethics, strikes with its anathema the flesh of the labourer.